GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
George, the third person quoted in the governor's safe, gradual plan to restart Maine's economy news release yesterday is Dana Connors, president of the Maine State Chamber of Commerce. We reached out yesterday. He's on line three with his reaction for GHRT.
Good morning, Dana. How are you?
Hi, George. I'm fine, thanks.
Well, we look to people like you who've long had experience and common sense, for one thing, and talk about public policy and take an objective view. So that's what I'd ask you this morning. What's the objective view the chamber has on what the governor said yesterday?
Well, let's go back to last week when we had a similar conversation around the principles that she had laid out. At that time, we acknowledged it as a foundational piece, but there needed to be more specificity. There needed to really be a plan that we could really grapple with and understand, recognizing that it wouldn't be immediate. It would be some phased-in approach, and that there would be public health remaining as a priority. And that's what was revealed yesterday. Our comments regarding her leadership and taking this as seriously as she has, we commend her for that. Public health cannot be second or third place. But when she laid out the phases, some of the detail around that, which is in question now, I think is appropriate, because I think that last week we acknowledged that many of the sectors like hospitality, like retail, had really taken up the call that she had asked for and had put together plans as how we would deal with this issue in order to reopen. And I know that took place. And I think that clearly the phases, what you're finding now is I think that there are many who felt that that phase process is a little longer than they expected. I can tell you that personally, I expected that retail would perhaps be a little earlier because of how they had approached it, as well as restaurants. It's in the second phase, which is June, and I suppose that could be early June in that respect. But I think the area that probably has given me and what I'm hearing the most concern, and it is an issue of concern, when you look at our tourism industry, and that's obviously the sector I'm speaking of, which is your lodging, it's your restaurants, and to a large degree, I would include retail in that. But let's talk about the lodging part of it for a moment, is that when you look at the role that tourism plays in our state, 36 million people come to our state in the course of a year. And that relies to a large degree on people coming in from out of state, as well as some of us in state who enjoy our own backyard. It also includes those key months of June, July, August, and now into fall. So I think I had expected a little earlier opening for some lodging, and indeed it is for in-state, but I'm talking about a state as well. But more than that, I think that the two-week quarantine is really something that is being felt throughout the industry and really needs to be addressed, because that is one that, and I'm not saying that you ignore the public health concerns that go with the two-week quarantine, but is there another way? Does testing allow that? Because right now, it's my understanding that you can't take reservations, and you clearly are going to be very restricted in terms of being able to use this tourism season in the way we'd hoped. Hmm. Now, having said that, I think that it's incumbent upon all of us who have those concerns to reach out to the administration to work with them, because she also mentioned very clearly that starting today, there would be guidelines that would need to be worked out for those in phase one to begin with or subsequent phases, and that would be done with the industry. That's a call to me that, not to sound fatherly or grandfatherly about this, but the truth of the matter is that this is an issue that concerns all of us. If there are things in that bother us, like I've just discussed, I think it's incumbent upon us to reach out to the administration and try to work our way through those, because we do want the balance that comes both with a priority to our public health, but to be able to open up our economy in a cautious way, in a careful way, in a responsible way, but also to get back to work, as we say, to get back in the game. And I think that we've yet to feel the real reach and the depth of the economic impact that this has for our state. So I think that, again, there is no playbook, as we've often heard it said about this, and I think that it's important for all of us, including myself, when I have concerns, which we will, is to reach out to the administration. As a matter of fact, Commissioner Johnston this morning will be working or reaching out to the state chamber and local regional chambers to discuss a number of these issues. And I commend her for that, because that communication and that transparency and that recognition that we're in this together, and if we have concerns, let's try to work through those.
Dana Connors, Maine State Chamber of Commerce here. We're talking about the governor's plan to extend the Stay Healthy at Home directive, now Stay Safely at Home, through May 31st, but subject to change. Frustration coming in from some of our listeners, Dana, and you as a former resident of the Star City might be able to relate to this. Right now, Arista County has no active cases. When you take the number of cases past and present, subtract those that have recovered and those, God forbid, that have died, Arista County has no active cases. This may be a plan for Portland, but is it suitable for Princeton? Is it suitable for Presque Isle? Is it suitable for Augusta, for Bangor, for Greenville?
No. I think that what hasn't been talked about, because the focus has been getting to understand what was said. Remember, this was laid out to all of us. Many of us, including myself, weren't aware of the details to the extent that we have since learned. Yeah, I was aware that there'd be phases. I was aware of certain parts of what certain types of businesses would be allowed in one or two. But to the extent of that two-week period of quarantine and other things. In that plan, there was the recognition, or there is the recognition, to the very point that you brought forward, Rick, in that there are regional considerations that, and I think the example that I heard used at the press conference was, if you are in a rural area like my hometown of Presque Isle or in that region, and that the case could be made for the very reason that you cited, the level of incidence, the distance, the spatial issues that we know, and the lack of population, for lack of a better way to describe it, all of those things could factor in so that you could reintroduce, I think the example was retail, faster than you would in those more populated areas that would carry a higher risk. So that was recognized. It wasn't talked about a lot, but it was certainly recognized as a possibility. Again, that is something that should be brought forward to the Department of Economic Community Development and worked with them in that regard, because they acknowledge that. And I think that's important, and we need to take advantage of it when we can, where we can.
Dana, we could see some changes. We know that if the numbers change. We talk about tourism. Right now, most of the summer festivals that we're hearing about have been canceled.
Lobster Festival.
Lobster's gone.
And the Potato Festival in Fort
Potato
Fairfield.
Potato Festival. As it stands right now, it looks like we'll lose the summer season. This is going to be a tremendous spinoff effect for people who earn their income, at least in part, from these festivals.
Oh, my God, yeah. I wouldn't try to discount that for a moment. I repeat what I said a moment ago. I think that when you look and analyze the final impact, the reach, the depth of the economic concern, I think there's something there that we all need to be cognizant of and concerned with. And I remember just earlier, I think it was the first part of this week, as a matter of fact, when the governor received a question about, I thought the Lobster Festival was what was directed, and somebody had asked, well, we know that, somebody from the media, well, we know what the guidelines are by the 1st of June, and she said, without hesitancy, yes. But apparently that has been scheduled. But I agree. None of us take that very lightly, and I think that what we're finding is that this is an unusual pandemic. This is something that reaches far and wide, and we all acknowledge that public health has to be a priority. I think we're all a little bit frustrated and concerned that we're not allowed to reenter a little faster, a little quicker, because we've all, I think, taken seriously. When you look around the state, if you go to a grocery store, which there's a Hannaford near me, and you walk in and see how conscientious that approach is. You wait outside if the numbers aren't free to go in. When you go in, there are arrows that direct you around the aisles, and people take it seriously. I know because I got in the wrong aisle inadvertently, and somebody brought to my attention.
They were going to kick you out if you go down the wrong aisle, wrong way at Hannaford.
Yeah. And I think that's, I say that given credit to Maine people. I think they are taking it serious, and I think that they know what the risk is. And I think the anxiety at the moment is getting back in the workplace as quickly as we can. And I think that the governor has put out a plan that she felt, and I give her credit for it. We asked her for a plan. She put one out that has definition. It's a phase in. I think that many of us wanted it to be sooner. And I think that for me, the tourism, particularly that two-week quarantine, is there a testing or is there other way that we can work with the administration to try to address that issue? To me, the key is to acknowledge the things that are wrong with it and try to work with the administration to make it more workable. And that's exactly what I think we should be doing.
Dana,
now that the plan's out there, let's try to make it work for us.
Dana, can we squeeze in one last question? Because I think we haven't talked about this, and this is not a gotcha question, but I think George and I are on the same page, and many of our listeners are. We don't understand Hobby Lobby and how they got, and how somehow a letter from the governor allows them to open, but others can't.
I think what you just brought forward is, I've heard that too. Like, why is a salon in phase one and another personal care responsibility in phase two, or a massage or whatever, a spa in phase three? I hear that. I can't answer that, but I think that is one of those issues that, again, when the administration put this forward, I'm sure that those types of considerations were taken into account. And I think the best answer is not a Dana Connors answer. If those concerns arise, I need to reach out the administration and say, hey, what is the logic here? Why is one treated different than the other? And can I work with you to try to make this work for all of us? I think, again, I can't say it enough, that the plan is out there. Many have concerns with it. I just expressed my concern when it comes to the whole impact of what tourism means to our economy. And it's incumbent upon me to try to work through that with other allies, mm-hmm. not in a confrontational way, but in a collaborative way, which she's asked us to do, mm-hmm. To try to make it work for us. I'm sorry to use this, but we're in this together. It means we're in this together, both in addressing the issue, but also solving the problem.
Dana Connors, Maine State Chamber of Commerce, always interesting to get your perspective, because it covers both sides of the issue, really, because you know the business end of it, but know the state.
Listener writes to us,
it.
Hobby Lobby is exempt because they sell items needed to create masks. I think yeah.
I've heard that.
There might be some credence to that. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.